Although death had been a close companion for much of his life, Schroeder couldn't remember the last time he had gone to a funeral. He wanted to bury Schatzi in fine style. The little dachshund who'd been killed by one of Gant's gunmen had been a great companion. Luckily, the temperature at his mountain log cabin had stayed low, so Schatzi's body had been preserved while he'd been away. Schroeder marked the dog's grave with a boulder, then went back into the cabin and lugged a wooden crate back to the woods and dug another hole not far from the dog's grave. He dumped a load of automatic and semi-automatic weapons into the hole and covered them up. He got into his pickup truck and drove off the mountain to his usual watering hole. It was still early in the day, and the bar was relatively quiet. Without some of the regulars to greet him, he felt even lonelier. What the hell? He sat at the near-empty bar and ordered a beer, then another. He was feeling sorry for himself when someone tapped him on the shoulder. He turned and saw a woman, probably in her 60s, standing behind him. She had long silvery hair, large brown eyes, and her tanned skin was barely wrinkled. She introduced herself as an artist who had moved to Montana from New York. She had a bright smile and an infectious laugh and a keen sense of humor, which she displayed in describing the cultural differences between the two places. Schroeder was so taken with her that he forgot to introduce himself. "I detect a slight accent," she said. Schroeder was about to go into his usual reply that he was a Swede named Arnie Svensson, but he stopped himself. There would have to come a time when he began to trust other human beings, and it might as well be now. "You have a good ear. I am Austrian. My name is Karl Schroeder."
"Nice to meet you, Karl," she said with a demure smile. "I'd like to go trout fishing, but I don't know where. Could you recommend a reliable guide?"
Schroeder gave her a big-toothed grin. "I know just the man for you," he said. This is Ron McClarty. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Polar Shift by Clive Cussler. This program was abridged, produced, and directed by John McElroy, and executive produced by Patty Peruse. Polar Shift is a production of Penguin Audio, a division of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated. Copyright 2005. All rights reserved. The book, Polar Shift, is available wherever G.P. Putnam's Sons books are sold.